the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, oh mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10, whisper and say that you will come again, and once more man will prosper beneath your rainbow wing, and on your mighty far-flecked back there shall stand that man. His words will be for the voice you lack, a guide for the race of man. Oh, rainbow bird, mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American News Magazine, and just a little bit frustrated today. I'm trying to get up a new website, and computer keeps crashing. That's just computers, but I will be doing another event this weekend, and just want to make you aware of it. It's a Ron Paul tribute. Hope for America conference and a Ron Paul rally. It's free and open to the public, and it will be over in Phoenix at 2710 West Bell Road, number 1205 in Phoenix, Arizona. They got a phone number over there. It's the Elegante Banquet Hall. That's just a little bit west of the freeway, I-17. Phone number there is 602-486-4872. And I believe I'll be out in the courtyard. That's what they tell me. Hope to see you over there if you're over there. And we'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
People there at that event, if you want to come, the
Hi, Max from New York is on the line.
All right, all right. The people that will be starting will be there is Catherine Albright, Joan Vion, Ernie, my friend Ernie Hancock will be there, and quite a few more. That'll be that's coming up on Saturday, December 8th. It'll start about 8 o'clock. And I want to go right on to the phones. I want to take a call from Max from New York. Hi, Max. How are you?
Clay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a little low.
Yeah. I got you on the speakerphone here because I can't hear with a darn with a receiver to my ear.
Yeah, I got my earpiece in too, so I'm looking up Timothy here, the first epistle of Paul, and I was going to talk about women this morning. And
I'm sorry, Max. That's a touchy subject for me.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Max. Monty says hi.
Oh, how you doing? So, Paul's not very kind to women, apparently.
I have spoken out against Paul, and I got a little bit of doubts about former Pharisee that made a miraculous conversion.
Right.
But I might have some of the same feelings towards women that Paul's got. I haven't been too lucky in love lately.
Well, let me quote two things. One will be from Timothy, and we're going to go right back to Genesis with Adam and Eve in the garden there. And this was brought to my attention by a Jewish man who wrote a book called When to Speak and When to Shut Up. And I always had sketchy feelings about Paul, but let me just read this real quick. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived. Remember that. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in transgression. That's what Paul says. Now, I'm going to jump to Genesis, and I want you men to listen very carefully. Because this might be the root of a lot of the problems that we have going on. And this is from Genesis 3, picking up at 3:6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. Remember that, with her, and he did eat. Meaning, he wasn't back in the hay nest. He was standing there, watching his wife, mate, whatever, eat of the fruit. And frankly, my opinion is Adam did not man up and stop his wife from eating the so-called forbidden fruit.
Okay.
Okay? He did not man up and stop her. He was with her. He wasn't away. He didn't say anything. And frankly, that's the problem we have with men today. They don't man up. They don't say anything.
I have a little bit of a problem with the whole Adam and Eve scenario. I got me kicked out of Sunday school when I was about 8 years old. I asked the Sunday school teacher, see, God created Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel. Where did Cain and Abel's wives come from? But my problem with that is I have always, my whole life, I have sought knowledge. And I wanted to know. And I think we are born with an instinctive knowledge of good from evil. So why would the devil want to educate us, and why would God not want us know the truth about good and evil? Somehow it just seems like the whole story got a little twisted some way to paint the devil into the role of a bad guy, or the serpent into the role of the bad guy, for wanting to give human beings knowledge and insight.
I can't argue. I'm not sure. I wouldn't call myself a Bible scholar. I listen to a lot of guys who preach. I've read through the Bible. I've been through constitutional Bible militia meetings. And, you know, frankly, the guys are always like, women this, women that. And they might be falling prey to what Paul was saying. And, frankly, I can't agree with Paul here. If Adam didn't man up in the garden and stop his wife from taking this alleged forbidden fruit, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Then he's just as responsible. That's like not stopping the guy from robbing the bank. You're sitting
exactly.
in the car with him. You're going to go down too.
Right. So that put a few years ago, with my research ability, I went on the internet and started looking for dating advice. And there was
I did that too. That's how I got all these beautiful women from Nigeria calling me.
And I don't know, I came across this one guy, Dr. Dennis Nieder. And if you want to go to his website, he's got two. One is he runs his own publishing company called RemingtonPublishing.com. And the next one's just for guys only. It's called BeingAMan.com. And he's got a Yahoo board. And to his credit, he's let me post some of the most controversial stuff without giving me the boot. And he's the only guy that has ever allowed me to do that, because usually I'm pretty politically incorrect. I speak my mind, and I can be pretty vulgar about it. I'm restraining myself today. And he wrote a book called Being a Man in a Woman's World.
I've got his website up now.
And he's got a Yahoo Club there. And, I mean, I could read you his preface. I don't know. You got time? I'll read. He goes, "What write this book? I once thought there'd be many books like this one. After doing some research, I found that there were very few. None of them really provided the type of material in this book. They talk about how to communicate with women, a good thing. How to make love to a woman, a good thing. How to win the woman of your dreams, a very, very bad thing. From this point on, whether you believe it or not, you are the winner in the world of dating. I'm going to tell you how the woman of your dreams is going to win you." And he goes on like that. And he goes on to all kinds of psychological paradigms, how to read the test, he calls it. He first figured out that women test men. And I believe the reason why women test men, if I'm understanding this correctly, is they want to see if the guy's man enough to put up with the elements in the outside world. Is he going to break down?
In my case, I found a woman that said she loved me, said she wanted to help, and then everything went downhill from that point on, because she didn't want to work with me. She didn't want to work at all. As a matter of fact, she wanted everybody else to do everything for her, and I guess she thought she was getting high and powerful, mighty publisher, writer, talk show host, and I'm just a guy, you know. And I want the kitchen cleaned up or straightened up, and bring me a cup of coffee. She didn't want to do any of that. She didn't want to get up and go to have breakfast if I was buying. My God. Why would a woman want to be with a man that she's been reading his magazine for years, she's been listening to his radio shows, and she certainly knows that I get up every morning about 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning to do the show, to get ready for my day, and somebody don't want to get up till noon?
She sounds very depressed.
Maybe so.
But what Dr. Nieder teaches us is that we must qualify the woman. I would assume it's the same thing for women, and that's probably why they test men, is they're trying to qualify the man to see if he's going to be the protector.
I don't know. I don't know if they're testing or just trying to see if they can get a rise out of somebody. I don't understand what's happening these days with women. At one time, I thought I did. When I was younger, I guess. You know, I met a lot of women. I dated a lot of women. Those women that attracted me seemed to have disappeared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob BillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And we're talking about women, and hey, I'll take women's call. I'll take a woman's call too. I figured it was just where I live nowadays. You know, out in Bingham here, there's not much of a dating pool in a 2-house town.
No, there's not.
And. The only neighbor I got, I've known for about 10 years, and I think I don't believe I've talked to her for about maybe 2 of those years.
Huh.
And she just hates my guts, and I have never found out why. I asked one of her boyfriends, who was happened to be a friend of mine, I said, why does she hate me so much? He said, well, I really don't know, Clay, but all I can say is just count your blessings.
Here's a section from his book, from the introduction. Dr. Dennis Nieder goes on, "This will be an important century for men and women. We are in a battle, a fight for happiness and fulfillment. Just like every other war, we have two opposing sides, weapons, winners and losers, and a battlefield. Who are the opponents? You are on one side, and every woman you have ever known or will ever know is on the other. The weapons, this book is one of the few weapons available for men. Some others include advice from your friends and family, some radio talk shows, a few late-night television programs, and some magazine articles. Women, on the other hand, have many. In fact, they spend their lives collecting the weapons with which they will meet you on the battlefield. Where is this battlefield? Every bar, personal ad, telephone call, office, store, health club, organization, and even your friends' houses. And he goes on, man.
I don't know. To me, that is certainly a Jewish perspective. I mean, they want to see everything as war, taking over, fighting, I just don't think that was Jesus' message at all.
Well, I don't think he was a doormat either.
No, he wasn't. You know, the Jesus that I envision when I think of Jesus, that's a man with the cords of wood chasing the money changers out of the temple. The man that said, you know, sell your cloak, buy a sword.
Right.
And by the way, did you get the issue of the Free American?
Yes, I did, sir. Thank you very much.
And did you read the story in there, the Goodly Fear, talking about Jesus, this Ezra's Pound's story of Jesus?
Ezra Pound by Eustace Mullins?
Yes. And to follow in that story, there's a poem written by Ezra Pound. He was one of the world's great poets. And he wrote the story of Jesus being taken to the cross.
Is that the Ballad of the Goodly Fair?
Yes.
Would you like me to read it to you?
Yeah, if you can do that, sure, do that.
Simon Zelote speaking after the crucifixion, fear, mate, companion. Ha! We lost the goodliest fair all. For the priest in the gallows tree? Aye, lover, he was of brawny men. O ships and the open sea! When they came with a host to take our man, his smile was good to see. First, let these go, quo' our goodly fair, or I'll see ye damned, says he. Aye, he sent us out through the crossed high spears, and the scorn of his laugh rang free. Why took ye not me when I walked about alone in town, says he? Oh, we drank his hail in the good red wine when we last made company. No, Capon Priest was the goodly fair, but a man, oh, man, was he. I ha seen him drive 100 men with a bundle of cords swung free, that they took the high and holy house for their pawn and treasury. They'll no get him in a book, I think, though they write it cunningly. No mouse of the scrolls was the goodly fair, but I love the open sea. If they think that, hey, snared our goodly fair, they are fools to the last degree. I'll go to the feast, quo our goodly fair, though I go to the gallows tree. Yeehaw, seen me heal the lame and blind, and wake the dead, says he. Ye shall see one thing to master all. 'Tis how a brave man dies on the tree. A son of God was the goodly fair that bade us his brothers be. I have seen him cow 1,000 men. I have seen him upon the tree. He cried no cry when they drave the nails, and the blood gushed hot and free. The hounds of the crimson sky gave tongue, but never a cry cried he. I had seen him cow 1,000 men on the hills of Galilee. They whined as he walked out calm between, with his eyes like the gray old sea, like the sea that brooks no voyaging, with the winds unleashed and free, like the sea that he cowed at Genseret. We're getting,
we gotta take a break. We'll be right back. What a great poem that is. Be right back.
All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back here. I'm talking with Max from New York, and glad you got the magazine, Max.
Thanks again.
I think this is one of the most powerful issues that I've ever put out, because, you know, it's not just the Jews here. It is select people that have used the Jews the same way they are using Christians today. And, you know, so it's not the race or the religion that I think is the aspect here.
Well, I didn't
that's,
know George
that's the color
was,
that they put in. You know, they've always demonized one group or another. They set us against our German brothers by calling them Krauts. They got us to attack and murder a lot of Vietnamese by calling them chinks. And I think they're doing the same thing with the Jews and the Arabs today. They're calling them ragheads or they're calling them kikes. To set us against each other. And the story in this issue of the Free American about the Zionists, how they were just as responsible for the death of the Jews in Germany as the Nazis, I thought, written by a rabbi, was an incredible piece of work. What do you think?
I didn't know George Bush was a Jew.
George, the Bush family, the Bushes are listed in the Jewish Guide for Soldiers and Sailors. There's three Jews by the name of Bush that served in Washington's army.
Huh. I thought he was a Satanist.
Well, there's an awful lot of Jews that are. I mean, the Kabbalah, you know, the manual for black magic came from the Jews. But, you know, so did all the religions. And most of the religions are used to dominate people, to control people, and to keep you from thinking by challenging, you don't believe, you're a non-believer, and the Muslims do that too, you know, you're an infidel. Oh, yeah, you're not Jewish? You're just cattle, you're just goyim. And I don't choose to believe that, man. I think we're all created equal, and, you know, I'll fight the New World Order, and I would love to have a black man, an Arab, a Jew, on my team.
My black friends understand more what's going on than the white people. And I think Michael Hoffman got it correct when he said the white race is the golem of the rabbis, meaning they pretty much pay their taxes, do what they're told, go to the doctors, take their vaccine, drink the fluoridated water, eat the food with the poison in it, and they shut up. And they just get sick and die, and then it's going to lead me to another thing I really wanted to talk about, and I call this a national emergency, and I call it iatrogenocide, that the medical system is killing Americans at a rate of 2,000 people per day, folks. This is a wake-up call.
There are more
this
people more killed by important. Hospitals and doctors than in the last two world wars.
Oh, at least. At least. You know, we're talking at least a million people a year. 2,000 people a day in this country alone from medical mistakes, the toxicity of drugs, staph infections, you name it. You know, I don't
hear
anybody.
They found out colloidal silver kills that unkillable, antibiotic-resistant staph.
Well, that's what the AIDS cure patent 5676977 for curing AIDS is ionized silver particles in distilled water.
And by the way, we've got those. We've got that nano silver now in our line. Also with we've got the fulvic acid, and it people are picking that up like hotcakes.
There's one book I picked up. You have to order this book. But this book should be at every cash register in every supermarket. And it's called License to Kill by Andrew G. Robbins. And it's like a little scholastic book. It's maybe got, let me see here. It's got 60 pages in it. Little thin paperback, but the guy, it's all research, all numbers, and the guy completely backs up my research. And me and my friends look at each other going, they're killing us. And not only this, my friend has personal experience with the probate courts out in Long Island with corrupt judges and lawyers forging wills and taking property from, as my friend calls, the last of the Mohicans, meaning the person who inherited all the property, all the wealth, and they have spotters in nursing homes, which are pretty much run by Hasidic Jews, and they look, oh, we got one, and who's to say that they don't give them enough medicine to knock them off. There's no family to contest any will, so they can forge some papers. And for me, it's not too far of a stretch to say they're not harvesting body parts. So it's pretty gruesome if you really want to dig in deep. And the medical system in this country, it's a national emergency. It's far more pressing than the presidential debates. It's far more pressing than the war, because now it's personal. It's here. It's at home. They're coming for your friends. They're coming for your families. And if you got wealth, you better put it in a trust, and you better secure it for the future.
How did they kill 50 million Russians when the Soviet Union took over?
Excuse me, Clay?
How did they kill 50 million white Russians, Christian Russians, after the Bolsheviks took over? How did they do that? They did it with disease. They did it with doctors. They did it with gulags. They did it with typhus.
You starve them.
And they starved them.
You know, Bolshevism is basically how I interpret it. They just monopolize every facet of your life so they can move the levers. Oil, food, you know, now it's coming from China, this poison that they're bringing over. It's
yeah,
insane.
I saw a cute cartoon the other day. Woman and her husband are sitting there looking at, and she says, I just love the lights at Christmas. And he goes, no, that's the children's toys. They brought them from China, and they were radioactive and glowing.
Oh, really?
And
well, I don't know.
They, you know, they killed 23 million people died from typhus in Russia, and that's what they do. They, and that's, you know, if you remember that Steppenwolf song. So, you know, they just moved to Florida so we can die at 65. I mean, they got this whole Social Security thing. You pay into it your whole life so you can die at the ripe old age of 65. We ought to be living to 100. And I will, personally, because I don't do pharmaceuticals, you know.
Well, they almost put you out.
Well, they tried. They tried real hard. They kept me... Tried to OD me for 3 months in the hospitals. And that's probably a mistake on their part. You know, when they didn't kill me with the accident, you know, they tried to OD me, but hard to OD an old hippie, you know?
Well, I got to tell you, from what I heard about the medically induced comas, that not too many people come out of that.
Well, not many do. And but 2 days... After I got off of the drugs, after I got out of the hospital, after my family transferred me out of that hospital into another one, I was up and walking and talking, going up and downstairs, walking all around the building, getting my strength back.
Oh, that must have pissed them off.
Well, yeah, they sent the woman in with the, you know, 8-inch syringe. Oh, hi, Mr. Douglas, I got to give you this injection. I don't think so. If that was Kool-Aid, it'd kill a horse, you know. What is that stuff? Oh, it's just a tranquilizer.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, I don't feel like being tranquil today, so I'm going to pass. You have to. I have to give this to you.
Well, you got to be a good goyim sheep there, Clay.
Yeah.
Do what you're told, shut up.
No, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. I don't know what that stuff is. I ain't taking it. Well, I'm going to go
purple?
Get security, and they're going to hold you down, and I'm going to give it to you. Go get them. Go get them. And she did. She came back with 4 uniformed security guards. But I took them over and had a little talk with them and explained to them what I would do to them if they tried to hold me down, and they decided against that.
A wise decision on their part.
Yeah, I call it the best bluff of my life. I might not. I lost 100 pounds. I hadn't eaten anything in 4 months. I might not have been able to break all those bones that I claimed I could. But,
hey, sometimes the bluff works, I'll tell you, man.
Well, it did this time. And a week later, I was well enough to get out of the hospital. Go figure, huh?
Back to women, there's one other guy.
Okay, go ahead.
This had to be one of the best books I ever read. It was called The Myth of Male Power, written by a gentleman named Warren Farrell. And what makes this guy completely exceptional and unprecedented is that he was the only man elected to the board of the National Organization of Women for 25 years. And he was always telling the guys, sit down, let the woman speak. And then after a while, men were going, well, we got something to say, too, over here. And he started listening to the men. And basically, if it wasn't for men, women wouldn't have their diamond rings. They wouldn't have their cars. Clay, when the house is burning, who runs in and gets the children? It's a man, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some exceptions. But if men really want to tool themselves with knowledge, you have to get that book, The Myth of Male Power, written by the only man elected to the board of NOW for 25 years. and he did a 180, which makes me crack up, because if you read The Myth of Male Power, it'll blow your mind. You'll go, holy smokes, I can't believe I didn't see it. And because women are always whining like they're victims, and yet they got their mitts in your pocket on your loot. Kind of sounds like a group of people we know. They cry victim and grab your money.
Yeah, so, $250 billion a year. But I don't know that there's any answer. I thought I was married for life. I had been married for 24 years. Got two great sons. And then the accident came along, and the doctors screwed that up. Or I did. I don't know which. But, you know, since then, I simply haven't found, and, you know, again, location has a lot to do with that. And attitude, I'm not real happy with the way things came down, with the way things happened. And, you know, to this day, my ex-wife thinks the doctor saved my life, and I've tried to explain to her they tried to kill me. And she just has a hard time accepting that.
Yeah, well, you know.
And, you know, she blames me for being angry and upset, and I lost everything I cared about in a space of 4 months. So, yeah, I was a little angry.
I would be angry. I don't understand where she's coming from. I don't know why she's standing by her man and her husband.
Well, suddenly, after she left, and I call it being abandoning me, suddenly everything, her whole life with me had been just hell, because I wasn't happy with her. I'd done this, I said this, I did that. And it was a pretty strange situation. I thought it was like waking up and being in a different world. You know, everything that, you know, I thought I'd been happily married for 24 years, and evidently, suddenly, she was unhappy for 24 years.
So she was keeping this all in all her life, or all the whole marriage, or...
What's that?
I mean, well...
Yeah, if Monty points out, if I'd been happily married for 24 years with her, we'd been dead together, you know?
Right.
But, you know, trying to find someone in the exit scene, it's just impossible to find somebody that can work with a man and live with a man at the same time. I get confused. I don't know whether I'm looking for a date or a partner, so...
It's a toughie. That's why I went on the net like 4 years ago and started looking for dating advice, and then I started coming across these guys. Some of them made sense, some of them didn't. I'm not looking for the one-night stand. I'm looking for a woman who's got some backbone, who, with her eyes open to the ways of the world, and who doesn't mind me being a protector. But, you know, unfortunately, all this conspiracy stuff isn't sexy, and it really freaks women out, but... On the other hand, if we sit on our hands and we keep our mouths shut, we're going to lose our friends and family.
So well, it's called consensus. They rule by consensus. If you sit down and shut up, then they get everything. Everything goes their way.
Yeah, that's not going to happen with me. I mean, I'll keep my mouth shut for the date. That's about it.
Well, to me, it's the key, I think, is not being afraid, not being depressed, but being aware and wary, and learning to enjoy the battle. We're in a war. We're in a war, and right now, it's an eternal war. There's always been good against evil. That's what the Bible talks about, the fight against of good against evil. And if you're a good man, if you take care of your family, if you take care of your country, you defend your neighborhood, then you're a good man in my book.
Well, God forbid. How long has Ron Paul been married? 50 years?
That's right.
I bet you the guy's never fooled around once.
No, he probably hasn't.
Now, Clinton's on the other hand. I don't know what kind of arrangement they got going.
And Hillary is a lesbian and went around with Vince Foster and see what happened to him. Frank, we'll be right back.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Melissa.
Good morning, Clay.
How are you, dear?
Well, I'm fine.
Well, you want to jump in on this conversation about men and women?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got for me?
Well, first, this is so frustrating. I have been single since 1995 because I had this problem of always picking the wrong fella, okay?
Yeah.
And I just decided it was a lot less expensive just to take care of myself and my critters than it was to try to cover their behinds also. So, not that I'm closed to the idea, it's just I'm very choosy at this point. Now, what was the fellow's name that just called in, Max?
Max. Max from New York.
Oh, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Well, the verse that you opened your conversation with, I happen to know a little bit about it. And Clayton and I have had these conversations before he had his accident on his radio show before. And I tried to explain at the time. That word, usurp authority, that phrase, usurp authority in the letter from Paul to Timothy, that word can be translated four different ways. It's the word authentein, authentein in the Greek. It's used only once in Scripture, and that's that in that verse. So that, you know, you don't have any previous usage to look at to understand the usage in that Bible, but you do have how it was used in the language secularly. It means the authentein, it can mean to begin, to author, to usurp, to rule or dominate, or to claim authorship of. Those are the different usages that are found in Greek literature. So how do you know which one to plug in into that verse, how to translate it? Well, the King James translators chose the one they thought was better, which is keep women under your thumb. The context would be Timothy was in Ephesus at the time, and he was dealing with the Gnostic religion who worshipped, one of the sects of Gnosticism worshipped Diana, the goddess of the Ephesians. And the metal workers got all upset with Paul because Paul was saying, that there's not a goddess you're supposed to worship. And, I hear the music.
All right, we're almost out of time. And, I'm sorry I missed you in Austin there, Melissa.
Yeah, well, I was working.
All right, dear. We're going to have to take this out and shut it off. I'm going to do a repeat here for the next hour.
Okay, well, I'll call back maybe tomorrow.
All right. I'll be getting ready to go to Phoenix tomorrow.
All right.
Hey, Clay.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to let you know that Dr. Nieder is not Jewish.
Oh, okay. All right, good. I misunderstood. My apologies. All right, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, my number is 888-678-1444. Wait a few hours before you use that number. And if you got some information for me, pass that on to me now at Republic.
With recent